Hello?
Hey, hi, I got a missed call from this number.
Yeah, hey Neil, how are you?
Good. So, who's this?
This is Zach. We had talked about your property on Sadler Place.
Okay.
Still interested in selling that property, sir?
For the right price, yeah.
Understood. Well, you had reached out to us about your property, and I see it's been a while and it hadn't sold. Have you thought about, doing anything to kind of push that ball forward, or are you just kind of hoping to see what the market does?
Well, we're looking at options, so what are you proposing?
I just wanted to make sure that you were still, selling it at this point. What's your timeline looking like? I mean, are you living there now?
No, it's vacant.
Okay. Gotcha. So you can sell anytime. Okay. Vacant. Okay. I see that I saw that you bought it about 7 years ago. So I guess one question I had was there something wrong with the house that you didn't like, or did you just outgrow it, or?
Yeah, we just moved basically, so it didn't quite fit what we need anymore.
Okay. Well, have you gotten any offers on it? I mean, I see it's listed with an agent.
Yeah, we're getting a few offers, so we just kind of see, really trying to wait for the ideal offer. But yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm interested in it. Let me ask you this. Would you consider, flexible buying option?
What do you mean?
Meaning, basically, you're asking, what, 775, something like that, yeah. I mean, if I could get you that and pay over time, would you be open to
Depends. I mean, there's a fair amount of debt I need to cover before that. So, what are you looking at as a down payment? What term are you looking at?
Well, I mean, that can all be discussed. I just wanted to see if that's something that you might be interested in. There's tons of different options. Being an investor, it allows me to be flexible on how I buy it, so.
Well, tell me what you're thinking in terms of, I guess you're looking at putting down X and then the balance spreading over X months at Y interest rate, essentially, right?
Right. I mean, is
You're
this
looking to
something
me.
that you'd be able to work with?
Yeah, it depends. Like I said, it depends. Throw me some numbers and let me see.
Sure. Well, I mean, I wasn't sure if you were even going to be interested in, maybe particularly doing something like this. So, I can tell you any number in the world, but at the end of the day, it's got to make sense for you. I'll tell you, this will give me a better idea. Do you have a mortgage on it, or is it already paid for?
No, there's mortgage on it. It's a
Okay.
loan.
Yeah. That makes things tricky. Let me ask you this. How much do you owe on your mortgage?
I'm not quite sure offhand, but it's a pretty sizable amount.
Like 600,000, 700,000?
Yeah, it's probably in that region, 6, 7.
Yeah. I guess one question I would have is, if we're just talking here and you want to make the most amount of money possible, how much do you want to walk away with when you're done with this house?
I need to be around 750 net. I
Well, I
mean,
mean,
that's what I'm looking for.
after the mortgage is paid off.
I'd say I'd like to be about 100K at least on it.
You're already living somewhere now, so you don't really need, you have that taken care of. I mean, there's a realm that we could, potentially do something. Basically, what it would, look like is, we take over your mortgage, we give you a down payment, and then, I'm sorry, we take over your mortgage, we buy you out with the money we give you up front, and then you just kind of walk away from it.
So I'm still on the hook for the mortgage, though.
No, we would be paying the mortgage.
Okay, so at what rate?
I mean, if you're, looking to get retail out of it, then we'd take over the mortgage, we'd get that paperwork handled so there's no, all the T's and the I's are dotted. And then, as far as giving you, maybe somewhere close to $100,000, there's no rate involved. I mean, I'm not sure what you're asking.
Well, the mortgage is pretty high. It's kind of seven, it's about 7.5.
Well, so did you refinance the property?
Yeah, we're on one of these arm things, so essentially, yeah.
Okay. And what's the payment on that monthly basis?
I don't know exactly. I'd have to look it up, but I think it was pretty high because of, I don't know, a couple other things. We ended up, I think it was about an 8% mark, 8% rate on the mortgage totally.
Sure. So it's just sitting there and you're paying for it and no one's even living there.
Yeah, I mean basically if by the end of the summer it's not sold, we'll probably put a renter in there.
Is that what you want to do?
Well, if you can't sell it, what's the option?
Sure. Well, I mean, you tell me, is that something that you can make sense of? I mean, there's nothing that's stopping me from, being able to work with you on it.
Write me something up. Let me take a look at it, and see. Let me kind of see if it makes sense on my end as well.
So what I'm proposing, I could write this up, but honestly, it might be a waste of my time. So I'm just going to tell you, and you can tell me yay or nay. sometime in the future. What I'm proposing is, we take over your mortgage and we get you, a down payment that's suitable for your needs. And I say down payment, really just a buyout.
Okay, so what's that amount?
Well, it's something that I have to think about, truth be told. It's not necessarily a conversation I thought we'd be having, today. So I can definitely, explore that. And, the thing is, if you're not, necessarily willing to, do this, then that amount really is irrelevant.
Why don't we do this? Why don't you think through it, figure out, I mean, you were proposing about 100,000 and taking over the loan essentially. Something over with that basis. I mean, if it's close to 100, I'd be interested.
Okay. Tell me again, what's the monthly payment on this house?
I'm not at home at the moment, so I don't know. I mean, I'm at work, so we'll figure out. I mean, I'd have to go over and look it up.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And out of curiosity, what do you do for work?
I'm a engineer.
Okay. All right. Well, what I'll do is, I'll gather some facts here, and we'll just see if we'll see if we can make something work. Why don't you give me a call back when you're, in front of your, whatever you use to, get those figures, and we'll see if we can make sense of something.
Sounds good.
All right, Neil, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.